the base of the top at the top. So the Mor says, the member of the Shmuel Kerub Shimon Sirulai, are you telling me that Shmuel holds a Kerub Shimon that the Bashan Biskabin is Mutter? I, however, Shmuel, doesn't Shmuel say the following? The Gemara is going to ask, and the Havamin of the Gemara is going to ask, there are two very important machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. One is the Rishon Miskaven, whether the Rishon Miskaven is Mutar Aser, and one is whether Malach Hashem is Shekhal Gufa is Mutar Aser. Rav Shimon is Matar both of them, and Rav Yehuda says both of those are Aser. The more, and the Hamamin is going to connect the two. If you hold like the Rishon Miskaven is Mutar, you hold Malach Hashem is Shekhal Gufa is Mutar, and vice versa. So Shmuel is saying the Rishon Miskaven is Mutar, he has to hold Malach Hashem is Shekhal Gufa is Mutar, or Potter. Not Mutar, Potter. And the Gemara says that they're not necessarily totally one or the other. That's the flow of the Gemara. Tosafot really asks, like, why? What was the Havamin? Why are the two? Why should we assume the two are connected? The two are really two different halachas. But Shmuel. Shmuel says the following: Mechaben gachelah shal mateches b'shus haramim v'shus shal yuzoke borab. If there be a hot piece of metal in the middle of b'shus haramim, you're allowed to pour water on it and put it out, because to save, because in case somebody will notice it and burn themselves, even though you're doing kibui d'rabbanon. It's mutter for to protect the populace. We look at chelas shalates. We look at chelas shalates. The malacha of kibui requires that you're making pechum. So. Mateches is impossible to have kibbe deraisa. By Gechelah Shalait, you can have kibbe deraisa because you're making pechum and you put it out, so now it's charcoalized and you can now be easier to light the next time. What was your intention? Your intention wasn't to make the pechum, your intention was just to put it out. So it's a malacha shenesicha l'gufa. You're doing the malacha of putting it out, creating pechum, but that wasn't your intent. But if you held like Rav Shimon, held Malach and Shech Lekufa is only the Rabbanon, even in the case of Eitz, it should be permitted because it's Malach and Shech Lekufa, which is Potter, according to Rav Shimon. More answers. The malacha shen esicha l'kufa sabal akrib yehud. I skipped. The darbar shen miskaven sabal akrib shimon. The machloek is aware that darbar shen miskaven is mutter raser. He holds a kib shimon that it's mutter. The malacha shen esicha l'kufa sabal akrib yehuda. The machloek is of malacha shen esicha l'kufa whether it's potter or chayiv. He holds a kib yehuda. In other words, the two machloekes are not connected. The Tosha says, so what was it again? So what was the Havamina? That the two of them should go together. Because if you all like your Behuda, the Malacha Shen Esich L'Gufa is Chayiv. So Malacha Shen Esich L'Gufa is that you're thinking about it, you're designating it for a different purpose. And so Rabbi Yehuda says that that's chayiv. So it does sort of sound like the concept of Shem is common, where you're doing action A, and action B is resulted. You have no intent to do action B. So if you look at the action B is happening, So we could construe that that sort of parallels and overlaps the world of Malacha Shen Shikh Lagufa. You're doing one Malacha, there you're doing one thing, but not for purpose A, but for purpose B. Here you're doing one thing, which is also the second thing, but not for that purpose. So I could sort of construe the two of them seem to go together. So we hold, Rav Shimon says, Malacha Shen Shikh Lagufa is potter, is not Chayiv D'Raisa, and Rav Shimon is Kaman is Mutter. In other words, so we look at what your intent is, and not the other things which result. But Rabbi Huda says no, that you look at the results. So even though your intent wasn't to make this pechom, that's what you got. So you made it a malacha. Even though your intent wasn't to make the hole, but that's what you got. So like that's a malacha. So I could have, the more has a hamid that the two of them are dependent upon each other. Excuse me one second. The Morris says that that's not true, that they're two independent malachas. The place where they overlap, which the Pesach can talk about, is yet the world of segregation. So when A must result in B, and if we look at A as if it's definitely going to be B, So Shimon is murder that it's chayiv in that case. But why isn't the malacha shen tzrich l'gufa? Malacha shen tzrich l'gufa means that the person is doing this with intent. The result which is occurring, he has no interest in. He doesn't want the result of pechum. That's not what he wants. He wants to put out the gecheles, to put out the fire. That's not the malacha. The malacha is making gecheles. Well, I don't need it for that purpose. Right? So a person who schleps a chair and it's very heavy and it's definitely going to make a charitz. So he says, that's very nice I made a charitz, but that's not what I need it for. What I need is to schlep a chair. So you tell me, schlepping a chair and making a charitz are synonymous. That's okay. So it's like putting out a gechela shaleitz and making a pechum are synonymous. But I'm saying, I don't want the pechum. I'm not interested in the pechum. So for Shimon, okay, no problem. But Rav Shimon holds the secretion is chayiv. So the guy says, I'm stepping in the chair. He says, I don't want the charitz. Chayiv. What's the difference? So that the kasha, the Magen Mishnah brings the Ben Rav Ruman Arama message kasha, was asked this question. And he says, it's almost counterintuitive. He says, by Malach Shem Tzim Lagufa, the person is doing exactly what he wants to do. He says, listen, I want to put this out, which is the Malacha. But I'm saying not for the purpose which is normally defined as the malacha. He's thinking about it and he's saying explicitly no. I don't want the pechum. So that removes it, according to Shimon, from the realm of the malacha d'oraisa. But Dov Shem Miskaven, even though we consider the reason why it's chayav because it's definitely going to happen, so the act of schlepping a chair is the equivalent of making a charitz. But he's not thinking about the charitz. That's not what he's thinking about because he's focusing on schlepping the chair. The charitz is a byproduct. So he's not saying, yeah, charitz, no charitz, I don't want the charitz, I'm not thinking, I'm doing the way I prefer the charitz. He's not thinking about the charitz. But the Ma'aseh Halacha says, when the chair gets so big, that it's so heavy, it's inevitable, so that's called you made a charitz. But you didn't think about the charitz. So you didn't have a specific intent to remove it from the status of a malacha. Whereas in the case of the pechum, you're specifically thinking about it and removing it from the status of a malacha. So it comes out to be that Moshe Tzilgubu, that would be potter and the secretion would be chayiv. There's actually Tosis and Ksumas who seem to actually look at them by Shabbos as an overlap. Then in the Chadami, one should depend on the other. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Hilkoch, Koitz Brishas Arabim, Malicha pachas pachas midal anamis ubekarmel is a filotuma. So if we're permitting malachas derabana to protect people, breathe. So we, even though we normally have a rule, we do not like people moving things less than four amas at a shot because we're afraid. In Rabbanim, we're concerned the person might one time go too long. So they asked in Rabbanim going less than four amas at a time. But for the purpose of removing this item, which could kites, which could stab people in the feet, you're allowed to move it to the side. By moving it less than the four amas at a time. In the Karmelis, which is the only Nisid Rabbanon, you can carry it straight as far as you need to carry it to get it out of the Rishon Sarab. So, Rashi, the Chelash Mateches, Shemashlich in the Chutz, Psalish Shal Barzel, you would have a piece of iron. So you're allowed to put it out. The shach kibay b'hachim in the raisa. There's no malach of kibay on such a thing. The raisa, the rabbanon asur. It's only asur in rabbanon. Behechad ika nizka l'rabim legozer al hashvus. It's a case where there's a concern for a damage to the tzibur. Chazal were not gozer on nisid rabbanon. Avolo shaleitz the asur in the raisa. He b'chayev skila putting out a chelash shaleitz. It's malacha deraisa, so they did not permit it. Whereas if you hold, like Reb Shimon, so malacha says in Sichul Gufa, I feel like a late nami to hold Reb Shimon, malacha says in Sichul Gufa, potter aleha. It's only potter. It's not chayiv. Malacha kibay and in Sichul Gufa. All cases of kibay are malacha says in Sichul Gufa. Chutz mi osei pechamim, and mahamavei psila. With the exception of people which are making pechum, or people which are trying to prepare a wick. Therefore, the malacha of kibui is done for it itself, as opposed to remove something. Hilchach, Kima de Marta, Ravina says, since you said, Loi gosu shvus mit the kibui mitechas, mamokam niska de rabin. The Yisid Rabbanon of putting out this piece of metal, of extinguishing this hot metal is only the Rabbanon. They do not prohibit it in the case of this potential damage to the Seber. Kaitrish is a rabbi, malicha pachas pachas is a rabbi, achi is a kennel, and see the Rishid Rabbanon can move it to the side. The Yisid Rabbanon, who is only the Yisid Rabbanon, the Carmelist and Tilted, the Dead Rabbanon. And the Carmelist, which in general, the movement over there is drabonon. Filatuba yabirenu bekirachas. You can move it a large amount even in one time. Okay. That was a. You might know some of the size of the toises and that this sugya interacts with other sugyas and shas, which talk about domeshen viskaman, etc. It's an important. It is an important sugya over here in some of these issues. Let's go back to Bishul. So the Bishul said. You can put water in to lavshirim to warm up, to remove the cold. Tanabon. Noisin on the Mcham and the Sechatzernan, Bolatzernan the Sechacham, the Dibur Bisham. Bisham says you can pour hot into cold and not cold into hot. It's Bisham. Bisil Armim. Bein Chamin Sechatzernan, Bein Sechatzernan Sechachamin Mutter. Now Rashi learned that Tosfos disagrees very strongly. Rashi connects this brisa with a machlokes which exists in Shas already, known as Tato Gavar or Ilo Gavar. Tato Gavar Ilo Gavar is a machlokes which actually comes up in Hilchos Yerideya. When you have an interaction between something hot and something cold, do we look at it? The bottom one's going to be the more effective, or the top? So, Yerideya case. So, if you have hot meat and you pour cold milk on top of the hot meat, so if the loch says, if you look at it, it's tato gavar, so the hot meat will cook all of the milk. You go to ilo gavar, the cold milk will cool off the hot meat. What will happen is theoretically, at that point, as that process is happening, it'll cook on the outer rim, outer edge. Kedei klipa, cooks kedei klipa. Hot meat falls into a container of cold milk. So, tato gavar, the cold milk will cool off the hot meat. Tato means bottom one. Gavar overpowers. So the bottom one will overpower the hot and cool it off, and it'll only cook the rim. If you hold a low gavar, so the meat will cook the milk. So, Rashi says that this machlok is over here. If you're pouring chamin, it's a tzeder, or vice versa, is really the machlokas of the tall gover and the law gover. So Vishami says that you're allowed to put hot into cold, which means he holds tata gover, so the cold's going to cool off the hot, and not cold into hot, because then the hot is going to cook up the cold. And Vishami says that Mishilu says both directions are mutter. That's what Rashi learns. Tyson says, you know, so I mean, Beisolo disagrees and says, you don't say Tato Gavar over here, and you hold that when it comes to liquids, doesn't the Russian say where Beisolo stands on this issue? There is a mashmos in halacha that you don't say Tato Gavar and Lo Gavar by liquid, because they immediately mixed. So you don't have that concept. But Rashi does not say that. So he says, but that's funny that the Gemara should over there in Pesachim, when the Gemara goes to the Homo Klein, the Togover, the Logover, the Gemara doesn't make any mention of this Brisa, if this Brisa really is discussing that issue. So Tyson says that the issue over here is much more practical. That the Chamin Tzotzonim, it sounds like that you have Sinan, you pour in some hot water. You're pouring some hot into cold. We sort of picture the bottom thing being more, not because of halachic issue, just because practically that's usually what you would have. I tell you, you're pouring some hot water into your cold. It's not like you have a little bit of cold there, you're pouring some hot into it. It's not called into it, it's called over it. You think into it means you have this container in the bottom, you're pouring something into it. And vice versa. So Bishami says that the derech is to put the muat into the meruba. That's the derech. That you normally pour, you have the larger thing on the bottom. I don't start with a little bit of a thing and I overpower with a large amount. I start with a large thing on the bottom and I pour something into it. That's usually what happens. It's not a halachic issue, it's a practical issue. So the language of Bishami says you're allowed to pour a little bit of warm into a lot of cold. You can't pour a little bit of cold into a lot of hot. Okay, so that's a halacha. Now it's a halacha issue, what you're allowed to do, but the issue is not because of a halacha rule of tato governing law governing. Now the Brisa continues and says, this is that which is we're going to permit. So the kais is in general is not so hot. So therefore, pouring basil, which is permitted even common, sudden and so common, pour the cold into the hot, because so it's a cliche. And in a cliche, even though it's a lot of hot, you can pour the cold in and it'll cool off, and it won't cook it, it'll just cool off. But Abu Babati, if you've heated this up for the purpose of a bath, which they used to, that they would heat it up tremendously because they had, you had to deal with all of the body heat, etc. And it was a larger amount, which would maintain its strength of heat to cook other things. There, if you would have the chamin on the bottom, a large amount of chamin. That's such a large amount to use for Mbati, even though it's a cliche, it would be overpowering on the cold water which is coming in. Okay. That's Bissel. Rav Shimon ben Manasya Oyser. Rav Shimon ben Manasya says it's Oyser. Now, what is Rav Shimon ben Manasya going on? He says it's Oyser. So, at least in the Mora's first step, the Mora's going to assume it means you'd have said by the case of Mabatri that hot into cold is mutter, cold into hot is Oyser. He says, no. Even hot into cold is Oyser by Mabatri. Some of you with a maimer, okay. Some of you with a maimer, Seifel, Horeo Kambati. Seifel is a klisheni. It wasn't as large as an abati. Abati was a whole bath. Seifel was like a basin you're going to use for washing purposes. See, he thought that was the same thing as an abati. Amalei Baya, Baya asked Rabbi Yosef, Tani Rabbi Chiya, Seifel, Eino Kambati. Okay. Fine. So it's not the same. You don't have the Chumra of Abati by case of a Seifel. Abati is a whole bath. The Seifel will be like a basin which you're going to use for washing. The Moras Akasha, the Mai, the Salakadaita, the Mekora, the Seifel, or Reok Abati, according to that which the Moras assumed, Rabbi Yosef assumed, that Seifel is like an Abati. Vomer of Nachman, Halacha Kriba Shemim Ben Manasya, and Nachman says, Halacha Kriba Shemim Ben Manasya, she can't put hot in the cold in the hot, by a Seifel. Ela B'Shabbos, Rechitza B'Chamen, Leko, we said before that there is a way to wash in Shabbos your face, hands, and feet, with water which is heated from before Shabbos, that's mutter. I mean, you got to mix it some cold water. You can't just use a straight hot water. You burn yourself. Well, how are you going to mix it? How are you going to mix the two? Because of Yosef, you can't put hot to cold to hot. The Mor says no. The Misabit Rav Shimon ben Manasseh is going a seifa koi. He's going the case of the Abati and Resha koi. He's going back on the ratio. It's Hillel Batir, Beit Chabad, L'Sech HaTzer, Beit Chabad, L'Sech HaChabad, Shem Ben Manasi, Oyser, Tzer, L'Sech HaChabad, but called it the Hadith Oyser. It was that's Beishabai. Lame of Shem Ben Manasi, Dober Ke Beishabai. Hachi Kober, no, this is what he means to say. He's not saying Beishabai. He's saying, no, you got it all wrong. L'Nech L'Beishabai, Beis Hillel Batar Bezed. There's also some Chloikas. Everybody agrees that that side of the Sechabit is also okay. Let's see Rashi. Chabit the Sechabit said, the Sechabit Tatogover, he holds that the bottom one is overpowers the top one. Menachamit, Masichim, Mesatsanim. So Lachlan says, what's going to happen is not that the hot water pouring in is going to heat up the cold, but rather the cold is going to cool down the hot. So what will happen is it'll cause the bottom cold one just to warm up. Let's say with the opposite, if you are cold at the hot, so the hot the bottom is going to heat up the cold. Because the shdiya kaboyer, the weed is out of the drink. You don't want it to be too hot. Whereas opposed to the Abati, in order to heat up a whole bath, you have to heat it up a lot. The cliche, and this is a cliche, that's a problem, because the Abati Pashim is a cliche also. So it actually sounds like he's learning to send him Abati, but you're heating it in the Abati itself. And then, okay, we'll see how it plays out. Oyser filo chaman sechad tzenun. Shem Menashe says even chaman sechad tzenun is also. So Rabbi Yosef said seifel kareya kabati. The Abagav the klishenihu. So Rashi said the difference between the seifel and abati is not so much the size, but that the abati is where you heated it. You would heat it in the abati, the bath. They were able to heat it in the bath itself. Seifel was a container you would pour out into to wash with. So it's a klisheni. However, Lam the Shia, Elder Rechitza, Asiri, the Nichalei Shecha Maharbe Begesrinan. It wasn't for the purpose of drinking, it was the purpose of Rechitza, which they would heat up a lot, and therefore they were going to even a Klisheri as also. The verse is great. According to that, Elder Rechitza, Meshavas, Rechitza Bechamim, Lekka, Bitzabiyah, it's a question. There's no case to wash in hot water. To hold them shim and afilu tcham and the sechel said and it's also. So lamishkachas tcham and shukmu afilu meyer shabbos shall you tzirchem lahavik v'sichosin. You have to put some cold water into the hot water. You can't just use a straight hot water. You burn yourself. If you can, lo yurchas afilu ponu yada baraglu b'cham and there's no way to wash even your face, hands, and feet. He's going on the sefer. The shor tanakam alacham on the sefer tzemen. V'asa afkam on the sefer tzemen. Tanakam has said that by ambati kam on the sefer tzemen is mutter, and he's saying that even kam on the sefer tzemen is aser. A reisha koi, the shtia, the sefer tzemen, the kashor b'silu kasi. They're asering even. And the card the Bor says like Beishaba. The Bor says, oh, they say Beisil agreed to Beishaba at this point. Okay. So the Gemara. Amar of Hanu Reda Rishua, Chazino Leila Rabba Dola Kapet Amona. I saw that Rabba was not careful on the container that he's putting in. Why? Midatani Rabkhiya, Noisinanam Kitil Shamayim, the Sakhsevo Shamayim, Beit Khaman the Sakhsanam, Beit Sanan Sakhaman. So he says you can take a container of water, Kitar, and put it into a large basin of water. So you're taking pot A, or container A, which has liquid inside of it, putting it inside into pot B, which has liquid inside of it. You ought to do that. Bein chamin l'sech senem. Bein chamin l'sech senem. Whether the seifel has hot water and you want to warm up the contents, so your baby bottle, you want to take the baby bottle, you just made formula from the tap water, so it's cool. You warm it up a little bit. So what do? You take a basin of hot water and you stick your baby bottle in. So that's a case of senem l'sech senem. Or vice versa, you could have a case of chamin l'sech senem, you want to cool it off. It's too hot, so you want to put it into a basin of cold water to cool it off. Meanwhile, there's a transfer of heat from the hot inner item to the cold water around it. So you're cooking the water. Either way, it's water. So Rava says the same thing is true. You want to pour from hot to cold to cold to hot. It's also mutter. So well, Rav Ashi, asked the Rashi, no, what's the raya? The Moshe Hosen, the Mifsa Kli. Over there, the walls of the Kli make a difference, and they permit it. The hot contents of the Kli going into the cold water, but the walls in between remove some of the heat, so it doesn't heat as much. But to pour directly into their hot water in, it should be awesome. Amalei ma'ara itmar. There's a brisa which says you're allowed to pour it. Ma'ara onam kitan shalmayim l'sech sevo shalmayim bein chamin l'sech sonen bein sonen l'sech chamin. So the brisa says you can pour either direction. Which basically was Bishilul Shita before Chamin Sech Senen, Senen Sech Chamin, you're allowed to pour. Right? So therefore, Rabba was not Makbid in this situation, one or the other, because that's how we hold. Okay, this is a little more. Tosis, wait a second, Tosis just points out over here that this had to put Chamin, The Gemara says with the kli making a difference, even the ham and the kli should make a difference. We had before, you can't put the pach shemen into the abati to warm up. So pach shemen has it's mafsa kli, right? It's a container. So why was it a problem before? This is this case that we argue more some of the cases that we're putting into a kli sheni. They were talking about putting into a kli rishon. So the fact that you're putting your container, your baby bottle into a kli rishon, it's not mutter. Putting your baby bottle into a kli sheni is mutter. So the Mishnah, ha'ilfas v'akadera shehaviran mirusachin. You took it off of the fire, but they're still hot. Okay, so lo yitzen l'sechon. You cannot put spices into them because so a kli rishon, even though once it's, even after it's off of the fire, still has the power to cook, and it's going to cook the spices, and that's awesome. You could put spices into a plate or a bowl because it's a kli sheni. You better remember the kol hunoisin. Yehuda says the Mor discusses it. Yehuda saying, "You told me a kli rishon is aser. I know. I disagree. You can put it even into a kli rishon, except unless the food contains vinegar or tzir, which is a fish brine, that makes them sharper." Well, it makes them sharper now, that in conjunction with the heat, they'll cook the tablet. But otherwise, the whole, you can put a tablet into a kli rishon. Is that what he's saying? Or he's saying the opposite. You said kli sheni, you can put anything you want in a kli sheni. Well, in a second. No, even in a kli sheni, if it's chayim and tzir, it's a problem. So is it being makel on the kli rishon, or is it being makel on the kli sheni? That's a discussion in the Gemara. The Rashi. Shavir made or he took it off the fire. Miru sochin benish moshes. They're still hot. Like for example, benish moshes. You take it off of the fire. It's just off the fire. Well, he's in the seventh tablet. Mishatashon. You can't put on Shabbos tablet into it. The kli rishon called mashir v'seyach mivashal. Kli rishon, as long as it's still hot, it can cook. I will notice itself a kara. The kli sheni and a mivashal. The kli sheni doesn't cook. Tamchui is ke'eg koragadol. It's a large bowl, large plate bowl, whatever. Shemar kol ilfus the seichel. You pour the whole container of the pan into it. Mishum mara the koras, and then you pour out into your bowl, into your plates. So it was like a large serving bowl. Remember lakol. Remember farish a haikoi. What's the Yehuda going on? A kli rishon. Or a kli sheni? Is it going on the kli rishon or kli sheni? Everything is mutter chutz v'davar sheish b'lechem is tzir shein mevashlim es atavon k'shein roizchim. When they're hot, they cook the spices. Tzir is hadoitev min adogim k'shekov shen oisan memachpesh. The liquid which comes out when you squeeze the fish in a press, they press it, the liquid which squeezes out is called tzir. Morris actually is... like it's like a fatty part of it. This is not the fatty part. It's like a liquid of the fish juice. So that's, has a sharpness to it. Okay.